basically, the big problem here is there's two reasons. We're reviewing a little bit. The two reasons. Srach Truma, Vod Mishum Mitzvah. So Rashi and Tosus explain Srach Truma, Srach Truma, and then Vod Mishum Mitzvah is Nikias. And the big question was, why doesn't it say Nikias? Right? That was the question on Tosus. Why didn't it say Nikias? And what's the deal with two reasons? I mean, two reasons? What do you need two reasons for? Which one is the cause of the Takana? Right? All those problems. Okay, however you want to formulate that problem. So we said last time, is that this? Is the Srach Truma is really the reason why they set this whole thing up. That everyone agrees on. And I don't think anyone really argues on that. Rashi, Tosus, I don't think anyone really argues with that. Srach Truma is the reason why they set it up. Namely, and this is the way Tosus learned, that Srach Truma is the, because in the future, Lidore Doros, people are going to forget about Truma. They're not going to wash hands for Truma, so therefore they want to maintain, to cause... And it does time nowadays. Oh, also the big problem was Yisrael. Why should Yisrael do it? We only have a coin do it. Why are you getting the Yisrael mixed in here? Okay. So basically the big problem was, that was a major problem. So the thing is, so that's the point, is that they want to protect Truma, protect Netilas Naim the Truma for the later generations. Okay. Now the problem is, two problems. First problem is, so what do they want to do? They want to say that even Chulin, because nowadays you don't have Truma, so basically they want to say even Chulin is going to happen. Right? Even Chulin. So even Chulin is going to happen to Yisrael. So how do they do it? So the problem is that there's no such thing as a Kohen eating Chulin. Chulin's Chulin. Chulin's the same for Yisrael and Kohen. You can't differentiate within Achilas Chulin between Yisrael and Kohen. So therefore, what they had to do is to say that Achilas Chulin is Mechayev and it's Yisrael. Okay? And there's no difference between Yisrael and Kohen. Right? That's what we explained last time. Correct? Everyone's with me on that podcast. Now the question is, so that's fine. So now that's Srach Truma. Srach Truma is, in order for us to accomplish that, to preserve Truma, Netil Sedayim. So they had to do is to say that Chulin is Mechayev and Netil Sedayim. Okay? Irrespective of Kohen or Yisrael. Okay. Now the only problem is what am I doing now? If I'm eating Chulin, it's an empty action. I'm just washing my hands. What is that? In other words, when it comes to Truma, so you'll say that washing your hands is an action of protecting the Kedushas Truma. Right? There's an institution. You have to be Vishamru as Trumosai, or they will follow, have a pasuk. But that's an institution. It's the Shemir of Truma. So if you're a Kohen and you're washing your hands, let's say Shlomo's Takana, you know, Stam Yadayim or Tmeo, so what do you do when you wash your hands? They're setting up that Shemiras Truma demands that you don't till it before you eat Truma. So there's an entity of Truma which you're protecting. So the action is an action of Shmir's Truma. But what are you going to say nowadays? There's no Truma. So what are you doing? You're just not washing hands on Chulin. It's an empty action. What's the address? Even for Kohen. So what's he doing? Even for Kohen, there's no Truma. So he just stopped washing his hands on Chulin. It's a meaningless action. Now, you could have said, okay, this is digressing for a second, but a possible thing to say is like this. There is a kiyam. We talked about it before. There are certain people, Talmidei Chacham, who are Shomer Tyros. They're Ochle Truma, Ochle Chulin B'Tyros Truma. Which was, it's a kiyam to eat Chulin B'Tyra. Okay, there's a kiyam like that. So you could have Tainer, you could have said, I'll tell you what the kiyam is. The kiyam is that they're partaking of, it's an action which is ensuring or Chilas Chulin B'Tyra. That's what you're doing. You're, right, that's a kiyam. That the kiyam is, what's the kiyam washing hands before you eat chulin? It's a kiyam of eating chulin matayra. Now, of course, that menadin, you're not chayiv to do that, but maybe that's until Tilznaim. Tilznaim is being mechayiv in that level. So that's, in that ballpark, that's where the action lies. That's where the action gained the significance.
Is that kiyam?
That's a kiyam of, like, I think they say, like, Talmid Chacham are porish from the Am and their Maisim, and they remove yourself from Tumah. Okay, maybe it's a philosophical thing, whatever it is. But there's an Ikea, there's a thing like that. But the thing is, what's the problem with that? So what's the problem with that? So I think Rashi is addressing that. What? No, Yisrael also. That's a kiyam for Yisrael. That's not only a kiyam for a Kohen, that's a kiyam for Yisrael. That you don't eat tummy food. Problem is that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. It's not possible. It's just not, you're Chulin, by not washing your hands before you eat Chulin, you're not going to be Matame the Chulin, because Chulin can't become a Shlishi. Okay? Truma can become a Shlishi. So, it's not only the problem is that there's no Isser of eating Chulin as a Tumah, you're washing your hands has nothing to do with that, because it won't be metame chulin. If you want to make sure you make sure that it doesn't become a sheni through touching a rishon. Touching a rishon, but not through touching your hands. Touching your hands is only a din and chula and truma, because only truma could be a shlishi. So even if you want to have that kiyam, it's not going to work. See, I think that's why Rashi. Remember, we mentioned that question that Rashi said. Let me find it. Rashi said, "Until I am mitzvah truma, have a chula and lo mahani behu sheni." Right, see, he made a point that in chulin, that's by truma, but in chulin lo mahani behu sheni, a sheni is not going to do anything to it. So he said, why is he saying that? Why not just say, like, chulin, there's no esarid chulin betoma? Like, what does he have to say that it's chulin's tumah's not going to, tumah's not going to do anything to it? And let's say the tumah did do something to it, so still wouldn't have been anything because it's not us, there's no esarid, right? There's no esarid chulin betoma. But it could be that's what he's saying, is that, because he knows maybe el taina by chulin, there is that it's a kiyam of achilas chulin betoma taira. But he says that's not true either, because there's lo ma'anibu sheni. You know what I mean? So that's not going to work either. So that's the problem here is, okay, so the problem here is that what's the halachic kiyam in washing for chulin? What are you doing? In other words, it's true you're not chayiv to do. The reason why you're chayiv to do is because they're worried about the future generations. But halachically, you have to be, it has to have a halachic significance, the action which you're doing. Right? So we said what Tosa says is that's why it says, v'od misham mitzvah. V'od misham mitzvah. See, because they need something else. They need to give it a halachic address. What are you doing? And the answer is nikias, according to Tosos. That nikias is a kiyum. There's a kiyum of nikias. If a person would wash his hands before he ate all the time, that would be a kiyum of nikias, which is a kiyum of kedusha. But you're not chayiv in doing that. But here, because Shrach Truma wanted caused the chum to want to be mechayiv in nikias. Now, how they do it? What was the vehicle? The vehicle was nikias. The vehicle was nikias. So, but the thing is like this, if you would have said, Gemara would have said Nikias, you'd think that, like, Nikias is a reason to be Mechayev in Netilas Yadayim. That's why I didn't say it. If you would have said Nikias, you'd think that's why they set it up. That's not why they set it up. Whereas really, the reason why I set it up is because Srach Truma. Ve'on Misha Mitzvah, in other words, the Mitzvah is a reference to the mechanism by which the Chacham were Mechayev it. So that's why he left it vague, because it just wants to point to you, the fact that it's Nikias is simply the means of the Divrei Chachamim. It's the means of bringing about the Divrei Chacham, which wanted to be Mechayev and Srach Truma. The vehicle was a Mechayev and Nikias. You know what I mean? So it didn't say it openly, because that would imply that that's like a primary factor here in why they're Mechayev and Tisna. It's not a primary factor. It's simply the vehicle by which the Chachamim were able to be Mechayev and Srach Truma. Okay, that's why they left it like that, according to Tosos. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it turns out, very interesting, is that it's like a two-faceted, that's why you need two reasons. You can't have one without the other. Okay, one's the why and one's the what. But it turns out that it's really a two-faceted institution. Okay, it's because of Srach Truma, but what are you doing? You're doing an action of Nikias, which is a Kiyum and Kedusha. Now, a question, which I think this explains certain facts, certain questions which come up, we can provide a shed light on. First of all, you have a thing, is the Ram openly says, and I think the Mechaber has it. This is all, I mean, this is clear. Like, this is a big question, is why is it only on a bread? Right? Why is it only on bread? There are different answers. But, like, one answer, Ben Yona says, like, for instance, why don't I have to wash my hands for fruits? Fruits, you could have truma for fruits. Right? So the answer is, the Ben Yona explains this in the Brachos. Is that because rovta minatora fruits is only truma midravana minatora is only dagan tirshin yatzar, okay, which is grains and olives, like which is olives which make oil and wine. So wine and oil are not are mashkim, and mashkim with regard to tumah taira have a totally different dinim. Okay, regard to tumah taira, it doesn't lend itself. You're not going to like touch it before you eat it. It's in a cup. It's all different stuff. He goes into it a little bit, but mashkim are different. The only real ochel, which is truma min haTorah, is going to be dagon. So he says rov and rov dagon. He says rov truma. Therefore, rov truma min haTorah is by pas. Okay, is by pas. I'm not sure what rov means, but it could be, say, like, for instance, so dagon. Let's say you have a cracker. Cracker is also made out of dagon, and cracker would also be chayv in truma and atorah. But there's no halacha of srach truma on dagon, on anything which is made out of dagon. That's what Ram says, only kala ochel hapas from mevarchel hamotzi. It's a din in bread which you make hamotzi on. So why should it be hamotzi? What's hamotzi have to do with it? Is there a halacha that truma is only on something we should make hamotzi on? I don't think there's a halacha like that. Yeah. I think the Rebbeinu says rov truma is bread. I think why rov? It should be all. Because the tirosh nisar is out, you know. But I think it's because he means maybe he's trying to exclude the other ones. You know, he's excluding possible bakisanin or something like that, like crackers, or, you know. But I'm just trying to give a simple answer why it's only bread, right? Why is it only hamotzi? But I think it's good because in terms of what we're saying, that the way in which they're mechayvet is through kedusha, right, it's a kim of kedusha. Now, where do you see this din of kedusha? You see kedusha, for instance, you see by seuda. Is an institution where there's a lot of kedusha. You see how parak is ayin. Remember in the Rambam and brachos, so the whole parak of derech eretz, which chazal are knowing in a seuda. So therefore, when you're dealing with something which is hamotzi, that becomes an entity of seuda. That's lacham, and lacham and a seuda lends itself to kedusha. So therefore, even though maybe the reasoning of srach truma would have applied also by other dagon, by possible kisson, for instance, by a cracker or whatever. So yeah, but still, it doesn't lend itself to the ma'isa to the kiyum of nikiyah, so the kiyum of kedusha, because that's a din in seuda specifically. I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later, but we'll get into the idea of no toya de leperos. It's a sugya. We'll get to that. But I'm just saying, on a basic level, I think it fits in well that there is this dimension that is not necessarily going to line up. The why and the what aren't necessarily going to line up. That's my point. Srach truma could be by any dagon. But the kedusha specifically could be limited to suda. Okay. Another question which comes up, which is also related. Okay, so the other thing which comes up is it's brought down in the Achron. The question is like this: is how much bread do you have to eat in order to be chayiv in Netilas Yadayim? Okay. It's a famous question.
Yeah,
so
kedayis
or kebetza, exactly. So what's kedayis and kebetza? What are the reasons? So kebetza, the issue is like this: is that a kebetza, in order for something to be mekabel tuma, it has to be a kebetza. Okay. If you have a food that's less than a kebetza, it's not mekabel tuma. Okay, so if I were to eat a piece of bread that was only a kezayis, it's simply not shayach. If it were the time of the Beis HaMikdash and it were a truma, it wouldn't be a problem. Like, it's fine. I could touch it. I could touch it with the tayyidai and tome. I don't have to wash my hands because it's not going to become tame. In order to be mekabel tuma, it has to be a kebetza. Okay, but the only thing is in terms of seuda, in terms of kedusha of nikias, so you see you could have a seuda on kezayis. There's not like you need a kebetza. Kezayis is also a zamotzi. That's a shir and seuda. Okay, so you have a benching the Rabbanon once you have a kezayis, right? So in other words, that lends itself to that creates an entity of seuda through a kezayis. So therefore, in terms of the tam of srach truma, really, you wouldn't be mechayev in doing it for less than a kezayis. You know, you could argue it wouldn't be mechayev in doing it for less than a kezayis, for less than a kebetza. But since you could argue, again, this is one way of thinking about it. You know, maybe we'll get to this also. We don't know really what the Rambam holds, but we'll see. But you could argue is that since the vehicle of the chiyuv is nikias, is kedusha, and that kiyum exists by seuda, it doesn't make a difference. There's no difference in seuda. You have less than a kebetza or one kebetza. Kebetza, it doesn't register insofar as the seuda is concerned. It registers insofar as tuman tyra, but insofar as seuda, it's seuda. So therefore, you could say that's why there are those positions who say you have to wash even by kezayis. Okay, because the kim of kedusha is really going to kick in right out of kezayis. And since that's the vehicle of the chiyav, that's how they're mechayiv, that kim of kedusha and the seuda. When you have a seuda, you have to do it until his life beforehand, and that's the kedusha. Now, in terms of that kim, it doesn't make a difference whether you have kezayis or kebetza. So even though the tama davar doesn't exist that far, but the takana was a mechayiv in that kim, and that kim doesn't differentiate between by kebetza. Kebetza is an ashira with regard to that kim. We'll get to it because it's machlokas. In the Achron they bring down it's machlokas. Whether you'll see, look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's open. That's why we hold. They bring down. We hold you shouldn't make a bracha if you have less than a kebetza.
You should not
make a bracha. You should wash, but not make a bracha. Okay? Wash if you have between a kezayis and a kebetza. You should wash and not make a bracha. Okay. Some of the Achron bring down it's shayach to be machmir even less than a kezayis to wash on. Okay. So they bring that down. I don't know the svara, but that's what they bring down. It sounds like it's not really a maker of this. It sounds like it's a chumra. You look at it there. You look at yourself. It's like a kufna mechas or something. It's this first thing there until that's till then. Okay, but this is, I mean, again, we don't have the machlokas yet, but we're in the ballpark of the machlokas about, you know, whether this thing back is ayas or gebetza. You can see, you know, well, maybe we'll flesh it out more when we get to, we only have tosis, so we don't really know. There's another position out there. Okay, but like this notosis is the one who learns the split about Sarach Truma and Nikias.
Right. Right?
Rashi doesn't learn that way. So according to him, it would seem that the Kabetz doesn't because I have nothing to do with it. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get to it. We have to define Rashi yet. So let's hold this. I'm just showing you this opens up there. There are certain questions which become opened up based upon this. Okay? Fine. I mean, I think they say this. I don't think I'm sorry. I mean, I think they say that, so that's why, because I excavate. So, yeah, they look at the chronon. I mean, no, because it's clear there are two reasons. I mean, it's open. You know, so you look at the Mishabura, Shalhamach, they tell you there are two reasons. It's, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So, I mean, we just have some conceptual understanding of how that, you know, how the interplay of them. Okay. Fine. So that brings us, I think, to Rashi. Rashi and Rashba, right? Rashi and Rashba. So, because they don't learn this Od Mishav Mitzvah. Is Nikias. They learn like some pshat. Does the Gemara say anything about Nikias? No, it doesn't say anything about Nikias. All it's a structure of Old Mishav Mitzvah. So that's what the Rashba says. His Old Mishav Mitzvah implies that this is a continuation of the other thing. If it's some new idea, tell me what that new idea is. If it leaves it vague, it must be it's a furtherance of the first idea. So he explains, Rashba says, that if you only had if there were no takana, still it would have made sense to do it because of Strachtruma. But then, and certainly now, v'shetik nuha, v'ol mishav mitzvah, v'chom nor masakin it, is a chiyuv. So that's why it's two things. Right? So we said, there are questions, but first of all, what kind of things? That you can just do it on your own because, what kind of minhag is it? Just do it on your own because it's rach chumah. If there's takana, it's takana, but what sense does that make? What are you doing? You know, is it a real person's role to start making sialgim or whatever? I mean, what kind of thing is that? Or is it a minhag to make a minhag like that? And the question is, what's the point? You know, if it's takana, it's takana. What significance is it for the Gemara to tell us that there are two things? I mean, bottom line is, you're doing because it's takana. I mean, it's true. If there were no takana, it would have also been a srach chumah. But so what? But now there is a takana. So isn't that what we go by now? And also, we're going to have to explain, this is the problem, is how is Rashi and Rashba going to deal with this problem which Tosas is dealing with? Tosas didn't just, but he's explaining What?
And how they're different things.
How it's different things, right. But more significantly, at least conceptually now, is how they can get on this problem that it seems like an empty action.
Right.
And that was why Tosas went to something else, because according to Tosas' way of learning, the reason why the Gemara had to have two things is because Tzrach Chuma isn't enough to set up a takana. You need a vaod. You need something to give it a form. So how was Rashi going to deal with that problem? How did they give it a form? What's the form? What are you doing? What's a person doing now? When I wash my hands, it's not Nikias, it's not Kedusha, it's not Shmiras, that din of Ochel Trum, Ochel Kul and Altar Sakodesh, because that's not true, because it's not being come Tameh anyway. So what is it? What are you doing? I mean, if we accept that that's why Tosos, that logic as to why Tosos needed this Nikias, then we're going to have to accept there's a valid question on Rashi. How's he going to get around that? Okay, so I was thinking that it gets back to this idea of Srach Chumah. What's Srach Chumah, right? So the institution itself is a funny institution. Like, it seems like somewhat far-fetched, right? Altogether. You know, Srach, you have Srach everything, you know? But it seems like there is an idea, you see, like, even you see all these takanas of Shni Yadayim or Shnios, and then Stam Yadayim or Atoma, Stam Yadayim Shnios. It seems like there is an idea of Shmiras Truma. Okay, Shmira. Okay, like, for instance, the very Isser of eating a Truma, like it says, it's in Korach, and by Midbar Yudchas Chas. Right, Dabar Shalom, Anehene Nasati Lchas Mishmeras Trumosai. So there's a mishmeres trumos. It's given to the Kohanim to be shomer the trumos.
Where is that?
That's Yudchas Chas in Bamidbar. Rashi says mishmeres trumos. You have to tzarch l'shomro b'tayra. You have to guard it in Tyra. Okay, so they guard it in Tyra. And it says also at the end of the paragraph, lo yisusul av cheper emchas chal b'menu as kachu b'nei sol lo sechalu v'lo samusa. So if you're mechalal it, there's a din of misa, and the pasuk is that's a iser. There's an iser. It's in Perek Zayin Hilchos Trumos. Halachah, the iser of eating truma betuma is learned now from the pasuk, which says, "Veshamru es mishmarti v'lo yisu olav chay." That's in Trumos. Yeah, Zayin Aleph. The pasuk which is quoting is in Emor, in Vayikra Chaf Beis Tas.
That's
the Misa? Yeah. If you eat Shruma B'toma, you're Chayv Misa. Okay, and that's from this Pasuk.
Oh, okay.
Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Well, Misa was going to
start killing people for me. Okay, whoa. Brand new version of the system.
But you see the word Mishmarti, Mishmaris, Mishmaris. There's a din of Shmiras Shruma. Okay? That's what I'm saying. It seems like that's an institution, halachically. I mean, so there's a law. It means that you can't eat it b'tumas agaf. But that's the most blatant form of violating the Shemira. But I want to say that there's an institution of Shemira Shemira. Okay? Now that institution is primarily given over to Kohanim, because the Kohanim are the ones who get the Truma. But I want to say, and I don't have a raya for this, but that institution is also by the Israelim. Okay? In theory, Israelim also partake of it. Insofar as they have access to Truma, like if a Kohen Israel would go over to Truma and be Metameh, he'd be in violation of Shemira's Truma. I mean, it's not primarily on him, because he's not the one who's gonna have it and who's gonna eat it, and, you know. So he's less involved in Truma. But the institution is, Truma is an institution. It's Kodesh Hashem, and it demands Shemira. You have to guard it, to make sure it retains its condition. Okay, and that means protect it from Tumah. Okay? So that's why I'm saying that there's an idea of all these protections, and Srachs, and Stami, that they're always protecting it, because that's, I don't say that's a Kiyam in Shemira Shemira. Okay? It's a Kiyam Shemira Shemira.
That's why you don't Srach all over the place.
You're right. Correct. But that's an institution, that's what I'm saying. The point is that that's an institution. Shemira Shemira is an institution. Okay? Now the question is like this. What's the Kiyam? How do you understand the Kiyam? There are two ways to understand the Kiyam. Okay, you could look at it. It boils down to a chafza gavra. Okay.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. What do I mean? Is it pshat like this, that you have a chafza of truma, and this chafza demands, so to speak, demands shmira. Must be shomer. You must be shomer this chafza. The chafza of truma exists. You have a particular piece of bread which is truma, and this particular piece of bread, this chafza shel truma, is mechayev in shmira, okay, and being shomeret. Or do you say that there's a general kiyam that a gavra is a shomer trumas? Okay, is it a din in there that the chafza is mechayev? Does that have to be tied into a specific chafza which is mechayev in its shmira, or there's a gavra who is a shomer, a person has to recognize the idea of truma, and therefore he has to be shomer any truma which he may come upon. Okay, what's the difference? I mean, who cares? What's the difference? What I say? I mean, it sounds like a word game in a sense. But I think the difference is going to be nowadays. Okay, the difference is nowadays. Okay, because if you say it's a din in the chafta of truma. Okay, so then that's very good if you have a chafetz of truma. For instance, in the Takana back in Shlomo's time, Shlomo and then the ones who followed up on Shlomo's gezerah, that's stam yadayim arshneos for truma, which means that whenever you eat truma, you're about to encounter a particular chafetz shel truma. You can't just assume your hands are tahar. You can't assume that they're tahar like you normally could assume by tuma taira, but you have to assume stam yadayim shneos l'tuma. For by truma, you have to assume that they're tame. That would be a din in shmiras truma, because you have a particular piece of truma that you're about to put in your mouth, you're about to touch and put in your mouth. But saying is, you have to assume shmira on this piece of truma is mechayev you to wash your hands. That was the takana. Okay, that's very good if you have an entity, if you have objects of truma which you're protecting. Okay, but you can't tell me nowadays that when I'm washing my hands before I eat my sandwich, what am I doing? I'm protecting truma? What truma? The truma that's going to exist in 5,000 years from now in the base of Mikdash? That's not, okay? That's not, there's no chafta of truma which I'm guarding. Okay? There's no chafta. So there's no kiyam. Srach truma could be a motivation for a takana. That's the way Tosos was learning. It could be a motivation for a takana, because Chazal are interested in protecting truma. That's Chazal, there's a particular kiyam of Shmiras Truma, but then there's the Chachamim have to guard it in general, guard the institutions like they guard anything. So they want to guard truma. But in my action isn't an action of Shmiras Truma. If you learn that Shmiras Truma is din and chatzah of truma, you can't say that my action has significance as an action of Shmiras Truma. Therefore, you're going to have to introduce this idea of Nikias or something like that. Okay, something other than Shmiras Truma. Srach Truma is a motivation for the thing, but halachically, it falls short, because that can't exist when they're on Chulin. It just doesn't exist on Chulin. It only exists on Truma. Okay? But if you say that there's really a Kiyam in the Gavra, that the Gavra is Shomer Truma, so then you say like this, is that if it is the case that I recognize that in 1,000 years, whatever it is, the institution of Truma is going to be in jeopardy, and if I don't start doing something about it now, Truma as an institution is going to be mechulal. Okay, so then that would be a kiyum in the gavra to wash his hands now on chulin, because he'd be preserving Truma. Okay, there's no particular chafetz of Truma. That's the point. It's in the institution that the gavra is shomer Trumas. Okay, it's a kiyum that gavra recognizes the significance of Truma and protects it. It doesn't have to be tied in with a specific piece of Truma that's on his table. Okay, there's a kiyum in general that if the you recognize that the institution's in danger, and therefore you're doing an action which is protecting that institution, that's a kiyum in the gavra of who's a shomer Trumas. Okay, and that's a kiyum even exists nowadays. Could even exist nowadays. And it could be that's what the Rashba is saying, is that even if the Chacham never made a takana, that would be a kiyum d'oraisa. That would be a kiyum shmiras truma. Okay? If a person recognized, or if Kal Yisrael as a whole recognized that there was a danger here, and therefore they accepted a minhag upon themselves to always be doing it in order to protect it, that wouldn't just be stam nothing. That would be a halacha kiyum. That's a kiyum shmiras truma. Without a technical tzura of midrabanan, that's a kiyum d'oraisa. Of Shmir Shruma. That's Mr. Shraf Shruma. You don't need a takana for that. That's a kiyum in Shmir Shruma. Okay, that would be a kiyum in Shmir Shruma. Okay? But, even though that would be the case, it's not mandatory. Shmir Shruma, it's true, it's mandatory in the most basic form. Everyone's also to be Matame Truma. But there's no Mechayev for me now to wash my hands in order to protect it. I mean, it's amorphous. I mean, it's a loose kanai. It's true, it would be a kiyum in that, but that particular form of it, there's no mechayev. There's no mechayev in the oraisa to wash my hands because what's going to happen in the future. There's no mechayev like that. But the Rabbanon didn't want to leave it that way. The Rabbanon didn't want to leave it just as a minhag, as something that's people could do optionally or whatever it is. They wanted to set it up as a mechayev, as a chiv. So what they did is they were mesakin it. They were mechayev in this din of Shmir Shruma. They were mechayev. A person's din of Shmir Shruma extended the Torah's chiv to the to Netilas Zayin Mechulin. I mean, that's Ve'od Mishum Mitzvah Shmo Derech Chacham, that they are mandating the level of Shmiras Truma, which is a Mechuyev to do. So now, by you doing it, you have a key, and that's why it's two things. You can't bypass the first one, because the first one's really Kim De'Oraisa. It's a Kim of Shmiras Truma. That's a Shrach Truma. That's protecting Truma. So that's a Kim De'Oraisa. But Ve'od, don't think you could just forget about that and say, you know what, I'm not going to have that Kim De'Oraisa. There's a mitzvah, there's a mechayev because of the Derech HaChamim. Now you have to do it. And if you wouldn't do it, you'd be missing the Kim of the De'Oraisa of Shmiras Truma, but you wouldn't be following the Derech HaChamim. The Derech HaChamim mechayev in it. Okay, so that's why there are two. That's why Rashi says, Shetiknuha. You know, at first he says Hiniguha in order to protect it. There was a minhag, but then he says Od Mishum Derecham Shetiknuha. They were misakin. So there's a second. There are two levels there. So let's say you only had the deraisa. The only had the kiyum deraisa of Shmiras Truma. So let's say it would be a kiyum. It would be a kiyum deraisa to wash before chulin. Now let's say today it was really I was having a hard day and I wasn't in the mood to go wash. So would I be a Navarian? Would I be doing anything wrong? I mean, it's true, there's a kiyum of Shmiras Truma that I, in general, I'm going to do this thing and it's protecting Truma. But there's no, it doesn't have a halachic tzura, like there's a mechiyev to do a maisa netila whenever I eat pas. You know, this doesn't, it wouldn't be like that. It would be a general idea, there's a kiyum in the gavra. Now, a person is kolam arba or is a meshubach, and it's a good idea, but you can't say there's a particular tzura as a maisa, which is a mechiyev. But the Chachamim did is they mandated that particular action of Shmiras Truma. They were mechayivin. Okay, they didn't want to leave it up to, I mean, the Chachamim do things. They don't want to leave it up to a person's good sense. And they thought it probably wouldn't work or whatever. So that's what they're saying. They mandated it. In general, people wouldn't do it. You know, people wouldn't do it. It just wouldn't happen. So, but it doesn't mean, therefore, that's what he says, Bidinu would be a good idea to do. It would be a good idea to do, and that's what he's saying. It's a Kim Deraisa. You can't leave that out, because that dimension is essential. But it's saying that's not where the chiyav stems from, because that's just the kiyam. But the chum or mechayiv in a specific tzura of ma'isa. Okay, so why do I have to do it because of the recham? And I have to study the tzura of the mitzvah and all that, and I have to understand that. But you can't leave out that when I do it, it's not solely an action midrava. The action has significance to the ma'isa in terms of the kiyam, the shmiras truma. The bottom line machlokas about between Rashi and Tosfos is this kiyam of shmiras truma. Does it stem from the chafetz shel truma, which is mechayev in shmirah, or is the Torah setting up
like you see, like on the Gavra, like you see Kohanim, for instance, on the Gavra of Klal Yisrael, dinah that they're mechuyev to be a shomer of the institution of Truma. It's in a sense, Rashi's way is a more amorphous kind of a formulation. It's like, it's just a general idea that I have to protect the institution of Truma. You know what I mean? But Tosas is getting more specific. But on the other hand, Tosas is a little bit funny, because he tells me, according to Truma, Tosas will say, you have, let's say, 100 pieces of bread, which are Truma, each piece is its own chiyuv, generates its own chiyuv of Truma, you know, of Shmira. I mean, according to Rashi, it's a general idea that I have to be Shomer Truma, so it's a generic chiyuv in the Gavra. It's not a din of a, like, part of the designation of the Chavta. I mean, that's a question. I mean, I don't know. A little further than that. That's a question. I mean, that's how do you understand that in that institution? And so how did the Torah set up that institution of Shemir's Truma? So here's the question. So now we're up to next. I mean, this is set up for tomorrow. We're up to Rav Elazar ben Arach. Rav, because this is all Abaye. Abaye is learning. Od Misham, right? It's Srach Truma of Od Misham Mitzvah. So Srach Truma, Abaye is not arguing. Abaye never arguing. Srach Truma. They know what Srach Truma is. But now the Od Misham Mitzvah is a new factor. According to Tosfos means Nikias, according to Rashi it means the Kiyas Rach Shum became a mitzvah. But now Rava says, no, you're missing it. That's not what Ve'od Misham Mitzvah means. Ve'od Misham Mitzvah means the Shema Devei Rav Ben Arach, which is this Asmachta to Azav. Right? The Maskana is the Asmachta to Azav. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is because of that Asmachta. So the question is what's that doing here? You know what I mean? What's going on? What's he adding? What's Rava really adding? I mean, he's giving another source, so it's an asmachta. So what? So why is he, what's he getting so upset about, you know? So I think presumably now in our framework, though, we should be looking for, we know what the Ve'od Misham Mitzvah is doing. According to everybody, the Ve'od Misham Mitzvah is like, not necessarily, but it seems like part of it is giving it a halachic Tzura, showing you the halachic dimensions of Srach Truma. Right? It's the halachic mechayev of how they're mechayev in Srach Truma. According to Tosas, it's making recourse to the Nikias. According to Rashi, it's taking that at Kim Deraisa and being mechayev in it. You know, but still, even Rava seemingly has the same problem though of Srach Truma alone. Srach Truma alone is amorphous. Now, what's the, you know, now where's the mechayev? So seemingly he's going to try to answer that in some other way. So maybe we can try to deal with that. Okay, so we'll try to do that. And then I think what we're going to do next is we're going to move to the Rambams. Okay, but I think if we're only going to have one more day of Shia, I don't know if we're going to get to the Rambams. So maybe we'll just deal with it. Try to give an answer for Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Okay, I think it might be tied in with the Rambams a little bit, but let's, try to get something going in Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. At least get an approach, and then we'll work from there to the Rambams.